Of all of her statements today, it was Condoleezza Rice's comments on Iran that grabbed the most attention, especially her remark that an American attack is simply not on the agenda at this point. For a sense of how that language might be playing in Iran, we spoke with Frances Harrison, the BBC's correspondent in Tehran.
Well, I think obviously a lot of people would hear the glass half full. They'd say, okay, no war at the moment, but what does that mean? Does that mean there could still be an Israeli strike, a tactical strike on Iran's nuclear installations, or does it mean war is hovering over us as a threat? In terms of ordinary people, you have to remember that people here have lived through a very long war with Iraq, an 8-year war, during which they saw Scud missiles arriving in Tehran, very heavy casualties. So they do know what war can be like, and they are concerned about it. Having said that, there's no immediate sense of alarm because Iranians have lived with the backdrop of hostilities with the United States and no relations for 26 years, so they are used to that. In terms of the officials here, the tendency has been to play down the increasingly hostile rhetoric from the United States in recent weeks and days. They've tended to say, oh, this is just psychological warfare, it's the same old thing from the United States, these are baseless allegations, that sort of response.
Secretary Rice also has talked about Iran's human rights record, which she has termed abysmal. How does that go over in the Iranian capital?
Well, there's been no specific response to what she said yet. I think the general response to that in Iran would be, well, look at the United States' human rights record in recent years. I mean, look at Abu Ghraib prison, the torture there of inmates, look at Guantanamo Bay, and I think they would say, well, you know, this is a bit rich coming from you. So I think people might make those sort of comparisons and say, you know, who are they to say this about us?
We heard George Bush in his State of the Union address this week make a call, in a sense, to the Iranian people, telling them, as you stand for your own liberty, America stands with you. Are there reformist strains within Iran that would look at that in a welcoming way, that would say this is exactly what we need to hear?
I don't think reformist politicians or people in the reformist camp as a whole would look at that positively because they're reformist within the Iranian context. That doesn't mean they're pro-American in any sense at all. They interpret the Islamic Revolution in a different way from the people who are increasingly gaining power and gaining the upper hand here at the moment. So when they talk about reform, they don't mean about they don't talk about a non-Islamic system. They talk about an Islamic system that has more justice, more space for some personal freedoms. But I think that, of course, there are people, secular Iranians, Iranians who are deeply antagonistic to the regime, some of them who still live here, who would, of course, look at that positively.
There are ongoing talks on Iran's nuclear program with European powers, France, Britain, Germany. They resume next week. Is there an expectation that those talks might bear fruit, that there might be some deal forthcoming that would give Iran financial benefits, technological benefits?
Well, I think there's actually increasing concern here about the role that the United States is playing in those talks or the role that it's not playing. I mean, what Condoleezza Rice made it quite clear was that the Americans will not participate in these talks directly. And in a sense, I mean, they haven't been participating, but the fact that she said that quite so definitively will be of concern to the Iranians because I think they feel that without American participation or American support, without backing, a lot of Iranians feel that these talks won't be able to go to a positive conclusion.
You've reported also on a strong sense of nationalism inside Iran around nuclear technology, around the whole issue.
That's right. It is a very patriotic, very nationalistic country, and it's not just about whether you support the Islamic system or of government or not. I think even people who are quite Western in their approach, quite secular, may not support mullahs taking power. Even those people say, why should we not have nuclear weapons, not nuclear weapons necessarily, but many of them do even say that, but nuclear power. And they say, why should Iran be denied this technology? Why should it be held back by the outside world? So you see young Iranians who are very, very, you know, adamant about this and very upset that the outside world should pick on this particular issue.
The BBC's Frances Harrison in Tehran. Frances, thanks very much.
You're welcome.